Hello and welcome. It's hour number four of our radio program, repackaged with limited commercial interruption in the podcast format. We thank you for finding the podcast. Sharing is caring. Pass the podcast on. Give the gift of the podcast. It's free. If it's free, it's for me. So this hour number four, it's all about the good, the bad, and the ugly. A retrospective at week six in the NFL, the things that stood out from all of the games, as only we can do at the Bully Pulpit on the Ben Maller Show. We'll give it to you, the inside skinny. You won't get it anywhere else. And we'll give it to you right now in hour number four. Giving you the whole picture and nothing but the picture through audio. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we provide a breath of fresh air coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the sweatshop, slaving over a hot microphone in the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location off the grid in the Northwoods. So our lead this hour comes from the NFL in general. It was week six. It still is week six. There is one game left. Buffalo, the rampaging Bills Mafia. Remember the Titans. They take on Tennessee, teams that have locked horns in some big games in the AFC in recent years, and both of them saying, hey, now that Kansas City blows, or at least is average, this is an opportunity. And big spot, prime time game for Buffalo to flex their muscles and for Tennessee to show some of those early stinking performances early in the year that they're not that same team anymore. You can't miss it unless you can. So we have that game, but did you watch the action on Sunday? Were you locked and loaded from the wee hours for us, at least for me in the morning, that game in London that started at the crack of dawn, depending on which time zone you were in, all the way up to the Sunday night game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Seattle Seahawks, a matchup of a washed-up quarterback, Big Ben, and a backup quarterback, Geno Smith, who did what Geno Smith does and coughed up a furball in overtime to allow Pittsburgh to get the game-winning field goal. But if you didn't watch, we watched for you. So think of this as a retrospective on everything that took place. So we discussed the question, what was the good, the bad, and the ugly from the Sunday that was in week six of the NFL season? A lot of frustration, a lot of anger and rage. So I've got Lucky Charms, fishy smell, and goodie bag. And we will combine all of these things together, and that will be the Maller monologue. Now, to kick off, right, the good would be Trevon Diggs. This guy, everyone knows, don't throw the ball near Trevon Diggs. Trevon Diggs of the Dallas Cowboys, who had another interception, pick six, and that helped the Cowboys squeeze past the Patriots. Now, it should be noted, the next time the Patriots got the ball, Trevon Diggs was burned for a 75-yard touchdown pass play from the New England Patriots' Mac Jones. So Trevon Diggs giveth, Trevon Diggs taketh away. The highlight of this was Jerry Jones kissing everyone. Happy owner, happy life. Keep in mind that this is another example of how far the Dallas Cowboys have fallen, that they needed an overtime win against a losing Patriot team with a rookie quarterback in Mac Jones, and this, you'd think it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to the Dallas Cowboys. That shows you how bad the Cowboys have been. Another example here, right? And keep in mind, everyone's going gaga for that Dallas defense. Mac Jones, he's a rookie, had a 118 passer rating against that Cowboy defense. So let's slow your roll on the Cowboys are back. The Cowboys are great. Yeah, okay. And hoppity hop, well, hazard a guess that that would be Dak Prescott, who's going to go and have the dreaded MRI. We'll see if he can carry forward or not. That'll be the big news of the day later on, and Jerry will have his regular call-in radio show there in Dallas, and we'll say something goofy and wild and all that. All right, now, moving on from that, the Rams. They're also on the good category here, the good category of the ledger. The Rams with a business-like route or route of the New York Giants, 38-11. That's the first time that final score has ever happened in NFL history. Cooper Kupp, who has become, what is Cooper Kupp? He's a great slot receiver. Like Wes Welker died better than Wes Welker. He's had 9 catches, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Matthew Stafford, who right now is your MVP in the NFL, and he is dominating the National Football League. All he had to do was get rid of that Honolulu Blue and get with a real coach and abracadabra, hocus pocus. This guy's been insane, and they continue, Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford, to read out of the same notebook, the same exact notebook. Also in the good category, Joe Burrow. He gets a pat on the back, and attaboy. The Bengals are 4-2, and they look to be a legitimate playoff contender in the AFC. As Joe Burrow matriculating the ball down the field, they took advantage of a cupcake, the Lions. You don't get a lot of credit for beating the Lions, but when you're the Bengals and you've often lost games like that, you do get a little bit. Now, a number of you knuckleheads filling in my inbox, what about the Arizona Cardinals? What about the Cardinals? They're 6-0. What about the Cardinals? What about Kyler Murray? Shut up. You need to read the fine print. So the Cardinals beat Cleveland, and the headline on the NFL Films video, if you would, they used to make these highlight sizzle reels for teams each year. The headline on Arizona's season is Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms. That is the Cardinals in a nutshell. Trailing late third quarter against Jacksonville, 19-10. Should have lost to Minnesota. Kicker misses a gimme field goal. Hooks it. Bad job by the Vikings. And don't play all that well against the 49ers. Get the win in that game. Play a Cleveland team. Again, Lucky Charms. Both tackles out for the Browns. Nick Chubb, the star running back, who really is the Browns offense. Let's be honest. It's not Baker Mayfield. It's Nick Chubb. Chubba-lub-lub. And then you got Mayfield, who's, you know, he's the secondary guy, and he has a dislocated shoulder. During the game, if you saw the Cardinals-Browns game, Kareem Hunt leaving the game in a golf cart. And so that's the Cardinals in a nutshell. They're in the right place at the right time. They're not that good. I don't think anybody's really that impressed with the Cardinals, but they're 6-0. And so dumb people, the uneducated fan, thinks they're better than they are. The Cleveland team gave up 47 points to the Chargers the week earlier. And that leads us to the bad category. And the bad category, the Browns defense. What happened? Remember when Myles Garrett, they had a sack party against the Chicago Bears ragtag offensive line, and there were people waxing poetic about how great this Browns defense was, a defense for the ages? Well, Cleveland has failed to keep many teams off the scoreboard this season. The three games the Browns have lost, they've allowed 117 points. They're giving up, in the losses, an average of 39 points per game. Now, in the three wins against weak opponents, weak offensive opponents, they've allowed only 11 points per game. So when they play better competition, they give up 39 points a game. When they play the weaker teams, it's 11 points a game. Now, the bad also would have to be that fishy smell coming out of the Dolphins' locker room. What the heck happened? You travel all the way to London to lose against Urban Meyer and Jacksonville on a last-second field goal. Miami 1-5, and they are stuck in no man's land, uncharted waters for the Miami Dolphins. Jacksonville had a 20-game losing streak, and that is all over. Compliments of Miami and Tua Tagovailoa, who was a ball of tears. A ball of tears after actually having a statistically good game for the Dolphins. Now, I would put the Steelers in the bad column, even though they won the game. The fact that you had to go to overtime, you're the Pittsburgh effing Steelers, and you got to go to overtime to beat a backup Geno Smith and the B squad of Seattle, and you're at home in a primetime game? What the heck is going on there? It wasn't until overtime when Geno finally stepped up and puked the football away. He had his signature fumble, bug on the rug, to hand Pittsburgh the win. as the Flying Watt brothers getting it done there, as TJ Watt or JT Watt or whatever, this Watt, that Watt, the other Watt getting it done. Now, the Steelers are 3-3, but Ben Roethlisberger is now an equal to Geno Smith, and Geno Smith played about as well as Roethlisberger. How the mighty have fallen. We also saw another shaky start. This would be in the bad category from Justin Fields. The Chicago media continue to prop this guy up, but he's getting his feet wet in the NFL, and it's not going so well as he looks lost. And Green Bay is not a great defensive team, but Justin Fields went out there and was sacked four times and just struggled to move the football consistently as the orchestrator of the Chicago Bears on offense. Now, the last thing here is the ugly. And the ugly would be the Lions, who are a ragtag team. They are the worst team, the only team that has yet to win a game in the NFL. Another crushing blow. You get run off the field by the Bengals. And now the attention turning to Jared Goff, who continues to circle the drain in the Motor City, a product of Sean McVay's brilliant coaching. But Sean McVay ain't walking through that door. Jared Goff has failed to throw a touchdown for the last couple of games. On the season, he is averaging 6.3 yards per pass attempt. That is 31st in the NFL. The only quarterback that has qualified that is worse than the quarterback for the Lions is Jacoby Brissett. He's a backup. He's a backup for Miami. So Jared Goff is at the very bottom. He's the 23rd ranked quarterback in the NFL. Jalen Hurts, who should be benched in Philly, has a better passer rating. Now, in the same category, Jared Goff is with Ben Roethlisberger. But Roethlisberger has the cachet of the Super Bowls of the past, Pittsburgh Steelers past, when they had good teams, and he was a big part of the good teams. Jared Goff is in danger of being benched. The only reason he hasn't been benched is the backup quarterback is David Blau, who should pronounce his name Blow, the old Purdue quarterback. That would be a lateral move. We saw this guy play a couple years ago because of injury to Matthew Stafford. And Blau started five games, lost all five, and was very shaky in spot duty for the Lions. And then as we continue down the ugly path, how about Kansas City? Ball security. They win, and they win big, 31-13, the game at halftime, very close game, pulled away second half, dominated the second half. But they need to take a page out of Lester Hayes' goodie bag, right? Get something out of that goodie bag there and get some stick'em or something. The Chiefs, again, very generous with the football. Andy Reid's team, with many of these gifted by Patrick Mahomes, last 15 quarters of football, the Chiefs have 14 turnovers the last 15 quarters. Kansas City is averaging an NFL high 3.2 points per drive. Keep in mind that no one is even close to that rarefied air in the NFL and all that. And the Chiefs, the points per drive, very impressive. They've had 9 turnovers inside the opposition's 40-yard line. So they've often been asleep and yet still overpowering. Just got to clean it up. Clean it up a little bit, and they will be fine. Easier said than done, as one turnover leads to another turnover, and they just can't hold on to the ball. Hold on to the ball. Possession is 9/10 of victory. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your phone calls here, and the lines are open at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369, if you would like to be part of the festivities. We're also available on Twitter, at Ben Maller. You can join the fun there, at Ben Maller. Be part of the radio show that way. And later this hour, we'll have some riveting phone calls. Also, be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you ask for. What is that all about? We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites. The Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Arriba, arriba, arriba. Andale, andale, andale. Epa!
And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Supermarket Steve writes in. He was on hold last hour. He says, I was one of the last people on the instant advice line. I was going to give the Dodgers advice to get Kenley Jansen on the no-fly list. Kenley Jansen, so that bum can't make it back home to L.A. Well, too late.
Wow.
The Dodgers scheduled to land in an hour and 10 minutes or so. Missed the boat on that one. We assume Kenley is on the plane, on the flight back. We'll take your calls, and I reset my board here. 877-99 on Fox. Congratulations to the New York Giants. Now, this stat continues to percolate here. The Giants are the worst team in the NFL since 2017. The New York Giants, they are 19-51. Their record since 2017, garbage. Absolute garbage since then. And Danny Dimes clearing out the stadium. He is not worth a dime at this point. The fans, the video on this is crazy. You got to check it out. The Rams were the visiting team taking on the Giants, and there were lines of people to leave the stadium when Danny Dimes tossed his third interception. And you even had a Giant player after the game, Leonard Williams, who said he's tired of the Giant fans booing their bad play, and he doesn't like it and all that. That's a good look. That'll go over well in New York. I'm sure New York Sports Radio will handle that very well there. The Giants, who they don't deserve to be booed. No, the people should just ignore them. Listen, you care. When you boo, you care. When you boo, it's a sign you actually care. If you don't boo, the worst thing, I had an executive years ago who told me this in sports. And I don't know if it's changed now because, you know, a bunch of the wussification of society and all that. Everyone's a pussy willow flower and all. But years ago, the guy said, listen, I don't really care when the people boo us. The problem is when they stop showing up and they show apathy. That is the death of a team, is apathy. And when you boo, you care. All right, now, it has come to my attention. We do have a song. I teased this earlier. We should play that off right now. We have a new Maller Militia song. We have some very talented musicians that are up all night listening to our show, that enjoy the show and like to give us music, the gift of music. And I love it. It's wonderful. And we started out, we had Jay Scoop, and he did it by himself. Then Just Josh teamed with Jay Scoop, and there have been a handful of people. Raz quit the band, our guy in Ohio, and a couple other people that have contributed. So, Coop, who wrote this song? Who provided this song? What song do we have here? I'm unaware of this.
This is the second entry from and what he wants to be known as, Mr. PC from Flint.
Oh, Mr. PC. Okay, very good.
Yes, the first entry you may recognize. That was Roberto.
The one, yeah, Roberto. Yeah, I like that. Okay, so Mr. PC, right? Am I getting that right,
Mr. PC? That is right, Mr. PC from Flint, and it's a little two-minute ditty here.
Okay, here we go. Let's play the song and enjoy the latest work from our friend from Flint, Michigan.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Welcome in.
The darkness means it's time for Ben.
Marginal Sports Talk Radio all night
with
long.
With Benny Coop to Loop and Roberto.
We are together.
It's not your average late night show.
We are a little different than the average bear.
They're bizarre.
Hi, Dad.
And their callers call from near and far. It's who they are.
I just like hearing your big mouth talk about your Dodgers all
this
the time.
This is the sound of Maller. Sometimes Ben becomes unwound.
Ding, 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 ding.
But Betty brings him back around.
Do some drugs, suck it up, let's go.
Wow, Eddie.
And Coop de Loop is like the referee.
Fail.
I win?
Fail.
Stepping in to bring back sanity.
You are a sad, sad man.
And Roberto cooks up a fine meal to help them coexist.
Yeah.
In a life of bliss.
Chilaquile and egg breakfast burrito, baby.
This is the sound of Maller.
Let me
Ben's the smartest in the room.
That's correct. Am I wrong?
At least as far as he assumes.
What's wrong with that?
When his team's win, he lets you know.
Ram it all day, you can ram it all night.
But when they lose, his voice is mighty low. And the words of his critics are written on the bathroom wall.
We wash our hands
in the stall.
It stinks.
This is the sound of Mallard.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Yeah, all right, outstanding.
I should put out there that when I listened to this the first time,
it wasn't overmodulated.
The quality was fine, so I believe that's our state-of-the-art equipment.
That well, listen, that is the top equipment from the year 1999. That money could buy, so I don't know how that would. But yeah, I'm sure when he sent it, he's a professional musician, Coop. I guarantee that was RF up.
Yeah,
100%. I mean, there is no doubt that we effed that up. That this is a trained musician that knows audio levels and all that. That's something on our end. And
we will roll that. We'll roll in a clean version.
Yes, but thank you. The lyrics were good. The beat, the rhythm. I'm a big rhythm guy. I'm all about that rhythm, boss. And I enjoyed it. So thank you for that. Good job by you. And we'll clean that up and we'll play that again coming up at some point so you can hear the clean version. The nice, without the overmodulation. We'll just spit some loogies into the equipment here and we'll throw some dirt in there and we'll make it all nice and pretty. And that's what we're going to do. All right, let's get back to the calls.
Before you get to the phones,
yes,
real quick, I need to do my weekly announcement here.
Okay, big announcement. Here we go.
Of the Maller Militia DraftKings League here. This was week 6, the spin cycle. And first place was somebody named Jay Daly, $2,335 to him.
Nice job, Jay Daly.
And out of the top five, the people that got paid money, the people that we know or that I recognized, Queen Roxanne in fourth place.
Whoa, Queen Roxanne getting a little cash.
Yes, $67.50. And I think we know this guy, FedEx trucker Jeremy. I think he's called in before.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, and $45 to him for fifth place, the last cash thing. But so we'll do it again next week. Make sure you get in the league.
Get in there early, and you remind us. We'll promote it at the end of the week, right? We'll do it. All right, very good. Let's get to the phones, and who do we have here? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's go now to the birthday boy in Brooklyn, New York. He's a fan favorite, Marcel in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel.
Yes, Ben, good morning, and happy birthday to yours truly, except for happy birthday, Roberto. He did have the birthday so many times.
So are you sure this is your birthday, Marcel? Are you 100% positive this is your birthday?
Yes, indeed. And
now, how do you know this is your birthday?
I'm 27. That's
but how are you sure? Do you remember the day you were born?
October the 18th, 1993.
Wow. Look at that. But do you remember the day when you popped out of the womb, Marcel? Do you remember that?
I didn't remember.
Really? Because I don't remember.
People I didn't
tell
remember
me I was born on a certain day, but I don't really remember.
Yeah. Well, I should.
Well, hey. Since it's your birthday, Marcel, I will allow you to be the host, and I would allow you to throw to Eddie, and then we will have food picks, okay? Because it's your birthday. This is a special treat for you, Marcel.
Well, it's going to be a great day for me.
How do you know it's going to be a great day for you? You sure? I mean, it might be an
average. I'm sure. Well, you believe it or not, Ben, I'm sure for it.
Okay.
So, coming up here on your Ben Maller Show, I'll have the food picks with Rob. But right now, Eddie is standing by for what you've been missed from the NFL to MLB, NBA, NHL, something like that, etc. And speaking of that, Eddie, the NBA 75 will take place tomorrow, and I think my New York Giants and Seattle Seahawks lost instead. Heartbreaking losing streak going on. So, Eddie, my man, start with the NFL.
Okay, I guess I'm going to skip baseball for now. We'll go. Marcel says it's his birthday. He says start with the NFL, so we start with the NFL.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now,
yes,
back to Marcel in Brooklyn, who, it's his birthday, I understand. Happy birthday, Marcel.
Why, thank you very much, Mr. Eddie Garcia, and what a surprise. Today is the day for me to celebrate this true, unique caller of the millennium, back-to-back ringing, looking forward to the third one in the Benny Awards this year. Looking for the third one.
Now, Marcel, are you concerned, Marcel, that people will look down upon you for not underselling your birthday?
Well, I'm not. Everyone's not going to be selling it, but I understood.
Right. Well, now, said. Well said.
Yeah. Well, before I have the food picks, so you saw this on the NFL's Twitter account. It says Trevor Diggs intercept their bio. What? You should go to at NFL on Twitter right now, and you see what you see with Diggs intercepting their Twitter account.
Yeah. Could they, not have said
FYI,
that
FYI, do not block their account. What?
I get it. How soon? We're going to lose this guy, Eddie. Marcel's going to be debating Skip Bayless before we know it. It's going to be unbelievable.
That's from Undisputed on FS1.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Look, you know your FS1 program.
Tell
look
Skip all about what happened while he had slept.
Oh, he will be slept all the NFL games in week 6 along with his buddy Shannon. And Jenny's is the presenter of their show. You can tune in on FS1 right after First Things First. 6:30 Pacific Time, 9:30 Eastern this
Every Fox
morning.
Property.
Well done, well done.
Fully aware.
Now a new dawn, a new day, because it's my birthday. I have the player of the morning come your way. So, Maller Militia, let's get into it. And back we go to the Strip, home of the Vegas Strong, Raiders and Knights. It's Rob, that is, and he joins me right now. Rob, good morning to you. What in the world did you have the food pick from last night?
Rob's not there, Marcel.
can't we tell him beforehand?
You know what?
He said it's Celeste Pizza, he said on Twitter. He said that.
Oh, Celeste Pizza on Twitter.
I think Chris in Houston wants to play. All the lines are full,
you know,
so I imagine these guys can't get through.
You know what, Coop?
What?
Let's put Chris in the...
Okay. Oh, he's calling an audible.
Oh, way to be
May
creative.
May we have a problem? Chris, good morning to you from Space City, listening to Sports Radio 790. What is your food pick from last night?
All the affiliates do.
Wow, he didn't know it. Wow. Hey, my food pick would be Spam, the Breakfast of Birthday Boys.
I'll give you this, Chris. For the first time ever, A or F minus. I'll give you A plus.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. Nice. That's a high score. Wow. What's it start with, Marcel?
May the force be with you.
What the hell does that mean?
That's from Darth Vader, James Earl Jones, you know.
Well, I know
solve that riddle, Ben.
Come on, man. Don't you know?
Alrighty, Ben.
I'm going with an oldie but a goodie. Oodles for noodles. Oodles and noodles.
I'll give you the mixed match coming your way in just a bit. So fingers crossed.
Okay. All right.
Eddie.
Well, I would say birthday cake, but I think he told us he's never had birthday cake before. Is that still true, Marcel?
Well, I give you the birthday cake if you want to.
No, I want to give you the birthday cake. It's your birthday. Are you going to have some birthday cake today?
Oh, I have one of my favorites, chocolate cake.
Oh, okay, I'll go chocolate cake then.
All right, I'll go chocolate cake also.
Oh, the both of you got mixed match.
Yeah! No, Ben already made his pick,
no,
Marcel.
Said,
you can't, like, once
live.
You lock in your
I
pick, said, you I can't said, go no, back no. and change your pick.
Marcel, chocolate cake, baby, chocolate
Marcel,
cake.
Marcel, I'm your friend. I'm allowed to change, right?
Yes, indeed.
That's right. All right, thank you. There you go. In your face, Coop.
There's no integrity to this game.
There's a lot of integrity. I happen to be good at the game.
What you got, Coop-de-loop?
Hurry up, Coop.
Oh. Just get the F-minus out of the way.
Marcel, I think you had chicken salsa verde bowl with butternut squash and queso fresco.
Don't be ruining my birthday.
You just ruined the man's birthday.
His birthday, man.
Bad job by you.
Shame on them.
Reveal answers, please. I must move on.
All righty, let's go. First off, to start the my birthday week, because it's my birthday, my food pick, it will be chocolate cake.
Yeah!
I really won,
though.
That was me. I really won.
I won. No, you didn't. I'm the winner. I'm the people's winner.
No, I only won.
Yeah, it won.
I won. Marcel, I won, right?
No, it was
you guys all won.
That's right.
That's a Coop-de-loop. Coop
the loop.
Wow.
Hurry up. Player of the night. I got other people who want to talk. Hurry up. Chop, chop.
Chop, chop. Sounds good to me. Let's do this.
Okay.
Shall we get a drum roll, please? Thank you, T.J. Watt of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Stripped sack on Smith in overtime. He forced 12 turnover caused by pressure since 2018, tied for third most in the NFL in that spin. Boswell kicked a winning game 37-yard field goal three plays later. Steelers beating my Seahawks 23-20 on Sunday Night Football.
Who? Thank you. I got to go. Thank you, Marcel. Happy birthday. I wish I could give you a full birthday shout-out, but we can't do that. I give you like 10 minutes of airtime. Hopefully my bosses are sleeping. So there's a funny story. I found this story amusing. I wanted to pass it on to you. There's an offensive lineman for the Cincinnati Bengals named Jackson Carmen. You probably don't know who that is. You're not familiar. Maybe you're not a Bengals fan. You certainly don't know offensive linemen. So why am I bringing this up? The Bengals were in Detroit to play the Lions, and the Bengals traveling party got to the Motor City, and this guy Jackson Carmen, big offensive lineman, he asked social media, he said, I would like a nice food recommendation for Detroit. As a traveling business person going to the Motor City, he thought he would enjoy some of the local fare in the Motor City. So he got a number of suggestions from different people on what to eat when you go to Detroit. We're not sure what exactly he picked, but we do know that a person in the crowd at the Lions-Bengals game claimed that Jackson Carmen was spotted throwing up on the field during the game on Sunday. So whatever he ended up eating, he will likely not be eating again. What's that new place, that spaghetti place? That's what's the guy's name? Mr. Detroit Open? Mama's Who? Spaghetti or something? You know what I'm talking about? It was a pop-up restaurant a couple weeks ago.
M&M?
Yeah, M&M.
Yeah, Mom's Spaghetti.
Mom's Spaghetti, yeah. Maybe he ate that. I don't know what he ate, but whatever he ate, guy had a reversal of fortune. This Bengal offensive lineman did not cost the Bengals the game. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on. I think it's great that you ask people for advice and then you end up puking during the game. I think that's just wonderful all the way around. Also, straight ahead, we'll take your calls. And someone who's been in a lot of headlines in sports radio and the sports world in general was spotted in athletic competition over the weekend, although he's not supposed to be participating in athletic competition. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. It's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Robin Vegas says, fantastic new song. We played that earlier this hour. And of course, he's from Flint, Michigan, home of the Flint Tropics, Jackie Moon. And really crappy water. Good job by you, Mr. PC. A lot of positive reviews. Robert writes in, says, the Sound of Maller is the number one Billboard smash hit. Platinum single from the album of the same name by the cast and crew of the Ben Maller Show. A Los Angeles midnight till dawn sports radio talk show. Recorded at LAX. Yeah, clearly. Well, this portion of the aforementioned Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover, something brighter. And Marcel took a lot of time. Bad job by him, but it was his birthday, so what the hell. Let's go to the phones. The Dickster is in Dayton. Hello, Dick in Dayton.
Well, good morning, Ben and crew. How you been?
What happened to the Browns, Dick? What happened?
Oh, Ben. They went in a slump. A bad slump.
Yeah. What's your advice to the Browns here to get them out of the slump?
Well, I think the defense needs to work a little bit better, and I think Baker's not doing well, but it's just, it's not good. I thought it was bad, that game yesterday. It was bad. Yeah. It was just, yeah.
Well,
we got
it. Is it so bad now that you're going to be a full-time Bengals fan now? Is it that bad?
No. I think now what they got to do, they've got to beat Denver Thursday night. They got to beat them. If not, I think the season's going to be rocked, you know?
So if the Browns do not win on Thursday, you are reporting, Dick, that the season is season of despair will settle in for the Browns.
Okay? Wow. Yeah.
Dickster, they call me.
I understand.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you,
what's
I got to talk to people at Fox Sports. I got to talk to the Browns radio crew and Jeff Phelps and Bruce Denon. So I did a lot of Fox Sports people this week.
Well, good. Good. They treat you well? They take care of you?
Oh, they treated me well. Won't be denied. Yeah. I got to talk to, it's been Andre Knott. He used to be on TAM and Munch, so I had a good week, but I been a little bit. Been busy, but I have to call my buddies up here at Fox Sports U and Eddie and Ben and Koopaloo and everybody.
Well, listen, I was very concerned, Dick and Dave. We didn't hear from you last week. I said, what happened to the Dickster? Where's the Dickster?
Yeah, but I'll be calling more.
All right. And you're counting down the days, right? You're retiring from Lowe's at the end of the year.
Yes.
Before you know it, it's almost December. What if they ask you to stick around longer? Would you be willing to do that?
Maybe.
Maybe. Oh, okay. All right.
Well, have a good week.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, the Dickster. The one and only Dick and Dayton. A Maller Show original.
His name is Dave, and he's known as Dave.
Let's go to Charlie in San Antonio. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Ben, how's it going? Real quick, I have the symptoms of that Bengals lineman, you know, from his food poisoning. You ready? Well, reportedly, his palms were sweaty. His knees were weak and his arms were heavy. There was vomit on his sweater already. It was his mom's spaghetti. Appreciate
freestyle.
That,
look at you.
But real quick, so you know, I was kind of disappointed earlier. Beer drinking Brian, he was supposed to deliver on poetry from Half Pint, you know, for weeks now, and nothing. But this is a Fox Sports exclusive. I actually have one of her first poems to make it out of the clink, all right? And, you know, Roberto, if you could be so kind, can I get just the breaking news drop, if you will?
Well, this better go very quick, Charlie. Worth a zero
breaking
hour,
news
Charlie.
From Fox Sports.
Real quick, this is her first poem. Roses are red, meth is clear. I assault my partner who likes to drink beer. You have a happy Sunday, Ben.
Well, thank you. Spreading love from the Alamo City, Charlie. Looking forward to another thrilling season of Spurs basketball as they drown yet again. Well, at least you have the memories of Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili and all the other players. Before the franchise got all scrambled, you have that to look back upon. And remember the good old days, the good classical days.
Got to murder, got to go.
I don't have to go anywhere. I got nothing to do.